Another psychological problem was romantic pessimism. Proust's romantic pessimism was at least partly founded on the combination of an intense need for love and a tragicomic clumsiness in securing it. My only consolation when I am really sad is to love and to be loved, he declared, and defined his principal character trait as the need to be loved, more precisely, a need to be petted and spoilt more than a need to be admired. But an adolescence filled with misguided seductions of school friends led to an equally fruitless adulthood. There were a succession of crushes on young men who didn't call back. In the seaside resort of Cabourg in 1911, Proust expressed his frustration to the young Albert Namias. If only I could change sex and age, take on the looks of a young and pretty woman in order to embrace you with all my heart. For a time, there was a modicum of happiness with Alfred Agostinelli, a taxi driver who moved into Proust's flat with his wife. But Alfred met a premature end in a plane crash off Antibes, and thereafter there were to be no more profound emotional engagements, merely further pronouncements. Love is an incurable disease. In love there is permanent suffering. Those who love and those who are happy are not the same. The incomprehension of friends. This was another problem for Proust, just as it's a characteristic problem for geniuses. When Swan's Way was ready, Proust sent copies to friends, many of whom had difficulty opening the envelope. "Well, my dear Louis, have you read my book?" Proust recalled asking the aristocratic playboy Louis d'Albufeyrat. "Read your book? You've written a book?" asked a surprised d'Albufeyrat. "Yes, of course, Louis, and I even sent you a copy." "Ah, my little Marcel, if you have sent it to me, I've certainly read it. Only I wasn't sure if I'd received it." Madame Gaston de Caillavé was a more grateful recipient. She wrote to thank the author for his gift in the warmest terms. "I constantly reread the passage in Swan about First Communion," she told him, "as I experience the same panic, the same disillusionment." It was a touching thought for Madame Gaston de Caillavé to share. It might have been kinder had she taken the trouble to read the book and noticed that there was no such religious ceremony within it. Proust concluded, "About a book published only a few months earlier, people never speak to me without mistakes, proving either that they've forgotten it or that they haven't read it." At 30, Proust wrote his own assessment. "Without pleasures, objectives, activities or ambitions, with the life ahead of me finished and with an awareness of the grief I cause my parents, I have little happiness." As for a list of the physical afflictions, the first is asthma. Attacks start when he is 10 and continue all his life. They are particularly severe, the fits lasting over an hour, as many as 10 a day. Because they occur more in the daytime than at night, Proust takes up a nocturnal routine. He goes to sleep at 7 in the morning and wakes up at 4 or 5 in the afternoon. He finds it impossible to go outdoors much, particularly in the summer, and when he has to, it is only within the confines of a sealed taxi. The windows and curtains of his flat are kept perennially shut. He never sees the sun, breathes any fresh air, or takes any exercise. The second item on his list of physical ailments is diet and digestion. He gradually becomes unable to eat more than a single and unhelpfully gargantuan meal a day, which has to be served at least 8 hours before his bedtime. Describing a typical meal to a doctor, Proust details a menu of 2 eggs in a cream sauce, a wing of a roast chicken, 3 croissants, a plate of French fries, some grapes, some coffee, and a bottle of beer. Constipation is quasi-permanent, relieved only by a strong laxative every 2 weeks, which usually brings on stomach cramps. Urinating is no easier. It is accompanied by a sharp burning sensation, isn't possible often, and the results display an excess of urea and uric acid. The third problem is underpants. Proust needs to have these circling him tight around the stomach before he has any chance of getting to sleep. They have to be fastened with a special pin, whose absence, when Proust accidentally loses it early one morning in the bathroom, keeps him awake all day. Sensitive skin. He can't use any soap or cream or cologne. He has to wash with finely woven, moistened towels, then pat himself dry with fresh linen, An average wash requires 20 towels, which Proust specifies must be taken to the only laundry that uses the right non-irritant powder, the Blanchisserie Lavigne, which also does Jean Cocteau's laundry. He finds that older clothes are better for him than new ones, and develops deep attachments to old shoes and handkerchiefs.